Luke, is there anything else SumWise has to offer for our listeners?
Sure. Well, I talked about this toolkit, and this is a free kit that you can have your teachers sign up for, and we'll send it to them for free. Teaches them all the stuff that we've talked about today, plus it comes with some really cool activities that are a lot of fun using the Frisbees and others. My favorite is gumdrop activity we've got, where you buy some gumdrops and a toothpick, a set of toothpicks, and get your favorite colors. You know, you make ozone molecules, and ozone molecules are teeny tiny, but you get a real large visual. And then you get to eat them afterwards. So it's a great activity. Plus, I always like eating a few treats, so it's good.
No, I like that. There's a lot going on. And, of course, we've given you the website a million times. I'm not giving it to you again.
Yeah.
All right? It's not happening. Yeah, maybe we'll give it to you a little bit later.
Sure.
But, Luke, is there anything else I can
Sure, there's lots of other free stuff on the website, too. Okay. There's some great games online for your listeners out there. There's some free materials for the parents, some fact sheets and everything. So I would encourage you to ask your parents, have them check it out, and really become SumWise.
Beautiful. We got Luke up to about 3-2 in the count. We threw him a couple of curveballs he fouled off, and then we tried to blow a fastball by him, but he blew that right out of the park. So, Luke, I want to thank you so much for being on the program. You gave us a lot of useful sun safety information and still keeping it fun, so we really do appreciate that. We've got another guest coming right up after the break, and her name is Allison. Allison's currently a high school student, so stick around.
It's time for a high noon adventure starring Butch Catastrophe and the Sunburned Kid.
Butch, why are you looking at me like that?
I guess I'm a little surprised. I didn't realize geckos could talk.
What in tarnation are you babbling about? Butch, have you drank any water today?
I don't know, Gecko. What's it to you?
You're starting to overheat and dehydrate. Here, sit down under this tree. Now open up and drink this water.
You're too kind, Mr. Gecko. I'm beginning to feel a little better. Hey, you're no lizard.
Nope. It's just me, Sunburned Kid. If you're going to be out in the sun, drink plenty of water and take breaks in the shade.
We're back. It's Pete from Radio Disney, and of course, this is the Backyard Show. We are talking today with some of our friends from the EPA and beyond, because, our next guest, she doesn't actually work for the EPA, but she has experienced the SunWise program, which the EPA is responsible for. And, let's just, without further ado, which is French for ado, let's introduce Allison. Allison, welcome to the Backyard Show.
Hi, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Well, cool. It's a pleasure to have you here today. You've already experienced the SunWise program. You haven't gotten less cool for being safe in the sun. So tell us, what was your favorite part about the SunWise program?
I have two favorite things that we did in SunWise. One was the chalk shadows activity, and the other one was our SunWise relay races. And we did this in third and fourth grade. And the chalk shadows activity was where our whole class, we broke up into partners, and we went out on the playground on the blacktop. So we went out in the early morning and we traced our partner's shadows. And we went back inside, did the rest of the stuff we had to do that day. Then we went out during lunchtime and we looked and we traced our shadows again, and they were way smaller. So we learned that when your shadow is smaller than you are, you should seek shade. Mm-hmm. So if it's really sunny, it's the middle of the day, you should try and play in the shade.
So you actually map out the size and length of your shadow.
Yeah.
So you could see in time throughout the day. And what did that teach you at the end of it all? That staying, that peak time is not just some myth. It really happens as the sun comes over. You've really got a wide swath of time.
It's a lot sunnier in the middle of the day. And so there's a lot more UV radiation coming down on you.
Interesting. Have you and your parents tried out any of the SunWise online activities or any of the other games? You've tried some of those?
Yeah, recently my mom and I, we went through and did the word searches, which are actually pretty difficult.
Yeah.
But if you're a littler kid, if you're younger, there's easy or medium or hard skill levels.
I'd probably be best with the easy ones for me. Really?
Yeah, but
not a strong swimmer, Allison.
They're really fun, though.
Yeah.
And educational, too.
Okay, very cool. So you did it, your mom did it, and everyone enjoyed that. Now that you've been through the entire program, tell us, what is it that you do to prepare before going out in the sun for an extended period of time?
Well, before I go out, I put sunscreen all over the exposed areas. So if I'm wearing shorts, I put it on my legs. Mm-hmm. I always put it on my face because I'm really fair-skinned, so I burn like crazy. And if I can, I wear a longer sleeve shirt. I try and wear a hat when I go to the beach and stuff like that. I try and wear sunglasses, too, because it's important to protect your eyes.
Absolutely.
As well as your
and
skin.
And you look cooler, right?
Yeah.
It's important to protect your eyes and be diva-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else? What else goes on?
That's pretty much it. We put on sunscreen, we wear long sleeve shirts and clothing, we wear a hat and we wear sunglasses, and we always make sure to reapply our sunscreen. That's important.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to be out for all day, or if you're going to the beach, going to the pool, because even if it says waterproof, a lot of it's going to wash off, or you'll sweat it off.
And it sounds like, you know, you go through that process, and when I say process, it's because I can't think of a better word, but, you know, it doesn't sound like it's by the time you're done, it's lunchtime, and you still haven't gotten out. It sounds like it's something pretty basic and pretty quick you can do. It doesn't hold up the whole show, does it?
It's really easy and quick. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, it's fast enough that it's not going to slow you down. Mm-hmm. You can just put it on. Try and remember to put it on 20 minutes or so before you go out, so it has time to soak into your skin.
Though. Very good point. Very good point. See, I wouldn't have thought of that. Now I'm thinking of that. You know, what about your friends? How does that work? Do your friends, have you been able to sort of sway any of them or bring them over to the light side here?
Yeah. Well, when my friends and I go out, and we when we go out in the sun and stuff like that, especially in the summertime, I'll bring sunscreen with me to reapply. And if I have it, I'll ask, do you want to use some? And at first I didn't know if they would, you know, think it was cool or not. But they actually do. They all use it and put it on because they don't want to get a sunburn either.
Right. And the more you take care of that, isn't it? I mean, don't you think that you get to actually spend a little bit more time out enjoying a nice sunny summer day, rather than you go out for a couple of hours, you cook, and then you go back inside and sit in you know, in a dark room, you know, with your skin tingling and tightening.
It's way better than getting
sunburn. Yeah, you know, and you get to be out and enjoy it more. Now, before we let you go, Allison, you have a story, I hear, that includes your sister.
Oh, yeah.
Is this your sister over here?
Yeah, that's my sister, Natalie.
Hello, sister. she just gave us the quiet ee. So, tell us.
Well, when my sister was little, we went to the grocery store, and we were by the sunscreen aisle, and my sister rearranged all of the sunscreens so that she had the tanning oils and the sunscreens with, like, SPF 5 and stuff like that. She put them all, she hid them behind the sunscreens that were, like, 45 and stuff like that, and she told my mom to look, and my mom didn't get it, and my sister showed her. So my mom thought that was pretty funny.
Okay. Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, give a big round of applause for Allison.
Thank you.
She is here on the Backyard Show, and she's gone home with a washer and a dryer. Well, thank you very much, Allison. And coming up right after the break, we've got some serious business to contend with. We've got, you know what? We're going to keep it a secret. Just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's time for a high noon adventure, starring Butch Catastrophe and the Sunburned Kid.
Morning, Butch. What's wrong?
Must have been bit by 1,000 scorpions. My skin is all tight, tingly. I'm hot. I'm cold.
You're sunburned.
Really? How do you figure? I was in the sun all day yesterday, and I felt fine.
Well, Butch, sometimes the damage caused by overexposure to the sun doesn't take effect until 12 hours later.
You sure you didn't drag a cactus over my skin while I slept?
Oh, I'm sure, Butch. Now go ahead and use a little bit of that aloe to soothe the pain. But remember, too much sun is no good. It can cause serious health problems later.
This is the Backyard Show, and of course, I'm Pete. You're not. This is Radio Disney, and here we are. We're all hanging out. We're chilling, and I've got an incredibly nervous guest coming up. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We've got a great guest coming up. She's the wife of a congressman, and right here she is. She's Mrs. McGovern. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much.
So you've had your own experience. In fact, you've got a couple of kids yourself, true?
I do.
All right. You know, the Sunwise program, from everything we've heard so far, it's not really very difficult to get involved with. It's not like, oh, no. It's fun.